Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning in to me, that social marketing chick. Hello, my network marketing friends, sexy social marketing chicks. I appreciate you guys. This is going to be a good one. I've got some things. It's going to be a quick one though. I swear to God. I know I say that. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to record one real fast, you know, while I have a few moments. And then I always get on this, you know, rampage and just start rambling. And then it ends up being like 30 minutes. And I swear it's going to be a short one today. I've got something that has popped up and I've got to get it out because I think that this is something that people struggle with a lot in this industry. But first, I want to do the social marketing chick of the week. I need a jingle. I feel like I need a jingle. If someone could write me a jingle and send it my way, I swear to God I'd use it. I need a jingle. But guys, here's the social marketing chick of the week. Today's social marketing chick of the week is Dat John. Dat John, I think. Anyways, this may not be a chick. If it's a dude, that's cool too. But if it's a chick, that's cool too. But it says Dat John. And Dat John says, I absolutely love her energy. She is so motivational and knows her stuff. I'm telling my team and everyone I know in the industry about this. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Guys, for real, leave your reviews on iTunes. I read them. You can be the social marketing chick of the week or dude of the week. Either one, doesn't matter. Guys, I really, really, really appreciate your feedback and I appreciate you listening and so much love to you guys. I so, so, so appreciate you. But guys, that's the social marketing chick of the week, Dat John. And here's what we're talking about today. Okay, I'm talking about the mother of all fears. The mother of all fears. And this came up to me because someone brought this up to me just today. Okay, and I see this all the time in network marketing. And our industry is... I get asked questions all the time, okay, about how I run my business. As if there is going to be some magical thing that I do that they aren't doing that is going to blow their businesses up. And they want to know, you know, how did I grow? How do I recruit people? How do I do this, that, and the other? And guys, I do have a system that I teach my team. Don't get me wrong. I do have a great marketing system, not to brag on myself, but I do have a great marketing system that I teach my team and it's very duplicatable. And all of that matters. However, you know, they want to know like the nitty gritty of what I do, like what I say, what do I say to people? They want exact scripts of the things that I say and exactly what I do. And guys, here's the thing is you could have the best marketing plan. You could have the best system. You could have the best product, the best opportunity. You could have the best of everything. Okay. And what it boils down to is your mindset. Your mindset, 90% of this business is what is going on between your ears. I say that all the time. And there's a reason, because it's true. It's mindset. Okay. Do you believe that this person will join you or buy from you? Do you really believe it? Or while you're talking to this person in the back of your head, are you like, oh my God, I need them to join me. I need them to buy this product for me. I need them to do this. My whole business hinges on this person. And you start stressing yourself out and you start sweating and you start getting all of these things in your head about what's going to happen if they don't join you, if they don't buy from you, if, what if you say the wrong thing? What if you do the wrong thing? You guys know what I'm talking about. we've all had this conversation in our heads when we've started this industry, or hell, maybe you still have these conversations in your head, okay? In the back of your mind, you are assuming that they will never join you. They're not going to buy from you because of your own mindset state, okay? Your mindset, your fear is going to come through in the sales conversation every single time. You want to know why I am able to talk to people? Number one, I attract the right people to me. Okay, I've worked very hard on my targeting, on my marketing, but that's a podcast for another time. Okay, but even when I do have conversations with these people, I know, I am 110% confident that what I have is friggin' gold. What I have is something that is amazing. And they need to hear about it. There used to be, but there aren't any conversations in the back of my head anymore. You know, if they join me, what if they don't? What if they don't like this? What if I say the wrong thing? What if? Because ultimately, none of that matters. None of that matters. Okay. I look at it as they're either going to join me, I'm going to give them all of the information, and I'm going to talk from the heart, and I'm going to tell them my experience with this, and I'm going to tell them all the ways that this can change their life. But ultimately, it's up to them. It's up to them to make that decision. And you have to posture yourself, okay? You need to come at that conversation in a way that it doesn't matter if they join you or not. It's not going to affect your business. You have to treat this like a business. When you come at it as, oh my gosh, I need this person to join. I need this partner. I need this sale. I need, because you want money in your pocket. Guys, people can smell that desperation. They can smell that you are telling them the things that they need to hear just so that you can make money from them. And that's not the purpose of this business, you guys. It really isn't. I understand that everybody wants money in their pocket. I get it. But you have to come at conversations knowing that what you have can change this person's life. And if you don't believe that what you have can change a person's life, then you may need to find somewhere else to be. I'm just being honest. You have to be 110% sold on what it is that you have. And know that this can change their life and present it to them in that way. Okay? Like, you have to come at it with that confidence. But your mindset, your fear of what if, it comes through in the sales conversation, whether you know it or not. If you go into a conversation and you're already thinking, oh my God, my products are too expensive, they're never gonna buy this. Guess what? They're not gonna buy this. They're just not. If you come at it with, oh my God, this, it's way too much money to join my opportunity, they're never going to join this business with me. Guess what? They're not going to join your business. It's you. It's all on you and your mindset, okay? And it also comes down to, you know, you're so concerned. You're so concerned about what other people think. Are you saying the right thing? Are you doing the right thing? Are you posting the right thing? Are you going live about the right thing? Are you going live at all? You're so concerned about others and what they think about you. And guys, this is the number one main fear. This is the mother of all fears, okay, that I hear in this industry. And you might have this going on right now. But it's the fear of judgment. You're afraid of what other people might think of you. And guys, this is coming from a former people pleaser. Now, some of you have not known me back then, and this may be a shocker for you. I've done a lot of growing and a lot of mindset work in a very long, drawn out amount of time, okay? But I am a former people pleaser. Okay, my name is Tracy Lockard, and I am a former people pleaser. Okay, I was so concerned, so worried about what other people were going to think of me and what I said and what I did that it stopped me from doing the things that I needed to do to build my business. All of our fear, all of our things, everything that, all of our mindset crap typically stems from this fear of judgment. We don't do most things that will move our business forward because of this, okay? We have this fear of going live because we're afraid that somebody might talk behind our backs or make fun of us online, or we might get a troll. Guys, I'm gonna tell you straight up, if you have not had a troll yet, a troll is like a rite of passage. I feel like that should be part of a celebration in your team whenever somebody on your team gets a troll, because guys, that's a huge milestone, okay? That's not a bad thing. That means that you are getting out there and you're doing the things and you are making mother effing waves, okay? You are getting people's attention. Not all the attention is going to be good, and you have some troll that comes up in here and says some nonsense. Who cares? You should celebrate that, because that means that you are getting in front of people's eyes. You are getting your face and your mug, your opportunity, everything in front of more people. Is that going to irritate some people? Sure. But who cares? They're not your people. Who cares? We're so afraid of the troll that might pop up and say something. We're so afraid of our friend that might talk about us behind our back. We're so afraid of our family that might judge us because we're in some kind of pyramid scheme. Okay? Enough. It's enough. We all have this fear of judgment. And I'm telling you right now, once I came to the realization that the opinion of other people, what other people think of me, is none of my business. None of my business. What other people think of me is none of my business. Because it does not affect what I do in my life daily for myself and for my family. It makes no difference. And guys, 9 times out of 10, this fear of judgment is made up in our heads. It really is. We're so concerned about what other people are thinking of us. But the thing is, people aren't thinking of you. We as humans, we're so egotistical, and we think, you know, everybody is so concerned with the things that we're doing at all times. But guys, they're not. They don't give a shit about what you're doing because they're too wrapped up in their own shit. Do you see what I'm saying? A lot of the fears that we have based on what other people might think or might say or whatever, it's bullshit. It's our own story that we've made up in our heads, because 9 times out of 10, they don't care what you're doing because they're too concerned about what they are doing and what other people are thinking of them. You see what I'm saying? This fear of judgment, it's nonsense. And guys, I got a newsflash for you. People will judge you anyways. It does not matter. You could be posting or going live about, you know, your business or your products, or you could be posting about your kids, or you could be posting about your 9-to-5 job, or you could be posting about a concert you went to, and there's still going to be people that are like, oh my God, she went to that concert? Good God. Oh my God, she's feeding her kids French fries from the Chick-fil-A? Oh my God. Doesn't she know that there's preservatives in there? Oh my God. Look at what she's doing with her family over there on the beach. Don't they know that the beach is toxic? I don't know. I'm trying to think of insane things that people say online. But guys, people are going to judge you regardless of what you do. They just do. It makes no difference. Whether you're posting about your business or not, or going live or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're going to judge you anyway. So you may as well be putting out content that is going to grow yourself, grow your business, grow your wallet, and impact and help the people that are here for it. Because not everybody is here to judge you. Some people are here and are following you because they love the things that you have to say, and what you have is life-changing. You gotta get over yourself, because it's not about you and who might judge you and your feelings. It's not about you. I understand that it's hard to get past that point. Trust me. It took me a hot minute. Okay? But once I figured it out, that people are going to judge me regardless, so I may as well be putting myself out there and be showing up for the people that are here for it, for the people that I can change their lives, for the people that I can change their wallets, for the moms that I can help put milk on the friggin' table, I would be doing them a disservice if I decided to let other people's judgments of me stop me. You've got to look at it the same way. People are going to judge you regardless. You could be the ripest, freshest, fattest, juiciest peach in the orchard, okay? And there's going to be some fool out there that don't like peaches, okay? You've got to understand this. On your deathbed, are you going to be satisfied with what you did, the lives you impacted? Or are you going to live in regret and sit there and think about all the things that you could have done, what you should have done? Okay. My company that I have right now, okay, this is my home. This is my home. I've never felt more like it was my home ever in my entire life. And when I went all in to this, I mean, I just jumped both feet in, man. People laughed. Okay. People laughed. Some people got mad. Because I did leave a company to come to this company. So I pissed some people off. I upset some people. A lot of people unfollowed me. But you know what? I have never had more followers. I have never had more success. I have never had the impact. I have never had the reach and the impact on people's lives than I do right now. Because I was doing something that was aligned with what I wanted. And where I wanted to go, and I followed my gut, and I went where I was led. Sure, not everybody necessarily liked that. Sure, that's okay. Because like I said, the impact that I have made has been far greater here than anywhere that I have ever been. And that's what it boils down to. It's not about me. And my fear of what other people might say and what other people might do. It's not about that. It's about the impact. And if you don't go all in, if you don't jump in with both feet and you do the things, if you're not successful in your network marketing business, if you aren't doing the things that you need to do to make more of an impact, then you're not helping the people that you were put on this earth to help, number one. And number two, you're going to be judged anyway. Now, who is that helping? Not a damn person, okay? And that you were here, I swear, with every fiber of my being, maybe this is a little bit woo-woo for some people, but this is just what I believe. This is straight up. God put you on this earth, the universe, source, energy, whatever the hell you want to call it, I call it God. He put you on this earth to make an impact, to do the things, okay? And if you are letting the fear of what someone might say, what someone might, you know, post, or maybe they'll make a comment, or maybe they'll block you or unfriend you or unfollow you or whatever, that fear is stopping you from doing the things that you were put on this earth to do, and you are doing a disservice to all of the amazing people that you could impact. It's not about you. Okay? Let go of that fear of judgment, because they're going to judge you anyways. So you may as well be helping people along the way and fattening up your wallet along the way and doing the things that you were put here to do along the way. Okay? All right, guys, this was not, geez. Okay, see, I say, oh, it's going to be really quick. And then I just go off on this rampage. Ugh. All right, I'm going to have to work on that, man. Guys, time management, it is not good for me. This is why I'm late everywhere I go. This is something I got to work on. All right, guys, I for real have to go. But I appreciate you listening. I hope this was helpful for you. And I am going to talk at you later. Bye-bye. Oh, damn, that was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want to learn some simple network marketing auto-recruiting tips totally for free? If you do, go get my free 5-day recruiting bootcamp over at thatsocialmarketingchick.com/bootcamp. This bootcamp is going to show you how I recruit rock stars to my downline with zero rejection and without sending prospecting messages or bugging my friends and family. None of that stuff. And it's free 99. So go check it out, okay? All right, guys. I'm going to talk at you later. See ya.